Hey there, welcome to the Balanced Mompreneur, a podcast designed to help you grow in business, faith, and motherhood. I'm Cherie Sauer, boy mom, faith-based mompreneur coach, and owner of Heartfelt Mamas. Each week, I will be interviewing faith-filled mompreneurs and giving you tips and tricks to help you grow a profitable, sustainable business without burnout and without sacrificing your family. Let's get started. Hey friend, if you are enjoying the Balanced Mompreneur podcast, mark your calendars for October 13th and 14th for the Balanced Mompreneur Summit. This is going to be a two-day event filled with speakers and authors on different topics regarding motherhood, business, faith, and life. You are going to learn from authors on publishing. You're going to learn how to homeschool and run a business. You're going to learn how to find balance and prevent burnout using the Enneagram and time management and productivity strategies. You're going to learn how to balance work and family without burnout, and you are going to be able to identify the limiting beliefs and mindset blocks that are keeping you stuck. I can't wait to share more information, but I just wanted to give you a little sneak peek so you can mark your calendars for October 13th and 14th. Hello, friends. Hey, back with you today for a solo episode. I just wanted to do a follow-up. If you listened to episode one, which was leaning into God when you were at max capacity, at the end of that, I challenged you into a 45-day challenge of leaning into God more. And I was in the middle of that challenge when I recorded that episode. So I just wanted to follow up on that, let you know where I'm at now and kind of what's going on in my own personal life in hopes to inspire you and to encourage you. So if you recall, if you listened to that episode, and if you didn't, I'll give you a little recap. God challenged me to lean into Him more when I was asking what else I could do to bring in the income that our family needed. And out of that 45 days, out of that came this podcast and came a couple other things, the Mompreneur Summit, if you heard about that on the last episode, some things that I never would have done on my own or thought about on my own, because I was trying so hard to do it in a different way. And I kind of found myself in that place again. So I started another 45-day challenge. But this time, my last 45-day challenge was specifically for finances. This 45-day challenge was, I've been using these as a way to let go of things that I am trying to control or to force to happen. That, you know, it's one of those things like the harder you try, the less it comes. And so this challenge is about getting into an RV. So our family about a year ago made the decision that we wanted to sell everything off and travel the country in an RV. And that process has been very challenging. We are at the end of the road. We're at the end of our lease in our apartment. And it seems that, like, no matter what decision we make or we take forward, it seems to be the wrong decision. Like, a roadblock comes up. And it's been really, really frustrating and really, really challenging. And so for this 45-day challenge, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to lean into God for this and really just bring it to Him anytime something comes up, anytime that I'm frustrated with it. And so we had something happen recently where, well, I'll just give you a little bit of backstory. So we bought a truck a couple months ago with the intention to get a fifth wheel. And then we were having a hard time finding a fifth wheel. And so we decided to pivot and go back to a motorhome, a Class A motorhome. That was our original plan. And we thought that the truck would sell because inventory is really low. A lot of people are looking for trucks. It's a great truck. We put a ton of money in it to get it road ready. It's a really great truck, and we thought it would sell really quickly, and it's not. So here we are. We put a deposit on another motorhome. We still have this truck payment, and we're trying to sell it and nothing's happening. We've had like 3 viewings and nobody wants to pay what we're asking and what we need, frankly. And so we were going to let go of that idea of the motorhome, and we were going to go back to the fifth wheel. And then all of a sudden I talked to the bank and it opened up a new opportunity for us to move forward with this motorhome. And then very quickly that door was shut. And so we found ourselves back in this place of, what do we do now? And it's just been so frustrating because we just feel like there's no clear direction. And so this morning I was just, you know, honestly, I was just praying about it and it just got really quiet. And I just felt like God saying, you need to let go of this dream. You need to release it. And it wasn't like it's not ever going to happen. It's just that we're holding on so tightly to it that it's time to let it go. And I've encountered this several times in my life. The last time I talked about the Kickstarter campaign, that was one of them, right? I was trying so hard to force it to happen. It wasn't until I let it go that it was fully funded. And it also happened, so I teach a lot about money mindset. And the reason for that is because we were so focused on paying off debt at one point that it became an obsession. It became this thing that we were trying so hard to force to happen that like literally nothing was happening. It was just like we were getting more and more in the hole, even though we were being responsible with our money. And God just revealed to me that it was because we were trying so hard, right? It became this obsession, almost this form of worship, right? Like it overtook everything in our lives and created stress and was wreaking havoc on our health. And so we had to let it go. And that seems like a really crazy thing when God's word is very clear that we are not to live in debt, but it had overtaken everything. And so we had to let it go. And so here we are again. I'm finding ourselves in this place of we keep pivoting and we keep trying to make these moves because we're trying to force it to happen on our timeline because we have a timeline. We were supposed to be out of our apartment by the end of July. Luckily, that has been extended to November. And so now again, we're trying to push it and trying to force it to happen to get out of our apartment in time. And so I just felt today, like God just tell me, like, it's just time to let it go and just to release it. And I got this visual. I got 2 visuals. One was a crumpled up piece of paper. And I was thinking of like just squeezing this piece of paper so tight and thinking about that paper could be a beautiful piece of art, right? But I can't color on it. I can't add color or beads or glue anything onto it. I can't do anything to it if it's all crumpled up. There's no space. There's no room. But as I slowly start to release it and let it go, once it's completely open, then there's space and room to add color to it and to add beauty to it and to turn it into a beautiful piece of art. And then I got another visual, and that one was of a clenched fist. And I was thinking about, and I think about this in terms of money, especially. And so I come from a scarcity background. I teach a course called Money Mindset God's Way because it was my own journey that I had to go through to get over my money mindset issues, to get over my scarcity issues. And this is a journey. It's not a destination, right? And so I was thinking about, you know, if I had coins in my hand and I was afraid I wasn't going to have enough money to pay my bills or get food or whatever it is. And so I'm clenching those coins so tightly because I don't want to lose them, right? I can't let them go or I'm not going to have enough to survive. But what that does is it makes it so I can't allow and receive money from other places. Right? When I'm holding so tightly to those coins, I can't receive any other coins. But if I let go of my grasp a little bit, Now I can allow for more coins in my hand. If I let go a little bit more, maybe I can get some dollar bills in there. If I completely release and let go of my hand, how much more space do I have to receive than if my fist was clenched up holding so tightly? And so this was the visual that I got of, like, we're hanging so tightly on to this dream, this thing that we're trying to make and force happen, that we're not able to receive what God might have for us, right? Something that we may not even be able to see, but we can't receive it because we're holding on to it so tightly. And I think about this when the Israelites are in the wilderness, right? They want so badly to have an abundance of food, and they're complaining that there's not enough, that they don't have anything to drink or eat, and God should have just left them in Egypt and they would have been better off, right? Because they're trying to hold on to something so tightly. They're so focused on something that they don't have. They're trying to force it to happen, and God can't bless them. They can't enter the promised land, this land that's flowing with milk and honey, because they're holding on so tightly to their past. They just want to go back to Egypt and go back to their security and their safe space, because they're out in this wilderness of the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen or what tomorrow is going to hold. And they're holding on to it so tightly that they can't receive the abundance that God promised them, that he has for them. They can't see past their current circumstances. So today, I just wanted to share that with you. What is it in your life that you are holding so tightly to, that you are trying to force to happen? Whether it's making your business successful, whether it's bringing in income for your family, whether it's trying to force, you know, a marriage or a spouse to change, or whatever it is. And what is it that you are holding so tightly to, that you're trying to force to happen, that you just need to release and let go so you can receive what God has for you? I'm going to leave you with that today. I'm going to challenge you into another 45-day challenge with me. I started on September 1st. You can start today. You can start anytime, right? There's no deadline on it, but I just want to challenge you back into that and leaning into the things that are creating stress and wreaking havoc in your life, and coming to God and evaluating what you need to do to change. And a lot of times that is letting go and releasing, and that's hard, but that's where God comes in to help us. I hope that you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining today's episode. I'm so thankful to have you here. And I just want you to know that God did not give you the gifts and the passions and the desires in your heart for you to feel overwhelmed and stressed, for you to be grumpy with your kids. We've all been there. I have been there. But I want you to know that God has equipped you with the ability to work from rest instead of stress, for the ability to find balance. And it's not about perfection. And it looks different for everyone. And I want to help you get there. I want to invite you in to my free Heartfelt Mamas community, a space where we grow together in business, faith, and motherhood. And if you are looking for a little extra accountability, join us in the Mompreneur membership, where we meet 3 times a month. For more information, you can follow me at Heartfelt Mamas on Instagram or Facebook. You can go to my website at Heartfelt Mamas. That's heartfeltmamas.com/community. I can't wait to chat with you next week.